This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to welcome David Moore of the Seahawks from Seattle right now on the show. You guys have dropped back-to-back games, tough ones to the two teams in Los Angeles. And I know that you want to get back to 500, David. So how are the veterans in your locker room stepping up as you try to get this win on Thursday night?
It's really just like Bobby, Doug, Tyler, KJ, and like Bradley McDougal now. Like all the veterans, like that's like the big name players right now, like our top players. They're trying to gather everybody up and just keep everybody's head straight. And like Russell Wilson, he tells everybody like just stay focused. It's gonna happen. It'll come. And we just gotta keep doing what we're doing. So we don't really stress them too much. We just know sooner or later everything's going to come together and we're all going to click.
We get to this part of the season and it becomes so physically and mentally grinding, and you hear guys talk about how they have to fight their way through. Here you are going through this whole experience for the first time as a starter, David. So what's this been like for you?
It's been for sure one heck of a ride. It's been fun, though. So honestly, it is a long season, and the vets will tell you take care of your body and stuff like that. So I've just been trying to maintain and keep my body right because game after game, man, it gets rough.
You play with a bunch of guys, as you mentioned, who are veterans, and specifically on the offense, Doug Baldwin, Tyler, Russell. What do you feel like you've learned from them as you go through all of this for the first time?
It's just like a never give up mentality. They always fight. They fight to the end, and that's really basically what Seahawks ball is all about. They're just fighting all the way to the end because it always comes down to the last play, for the most part. And with those three, man, they're prime examples of just never giving up and just always giving it all they have. So that's pretty much what I learned from them.
It can be so much fun to watch Russell Wilson command the offense. Everything that he can do to extend plays and the types of throws that he can make. What's it like for you to be out there with him waiting for that ball to come to you?
Sometimes it can get wild. Sometimes it's pretty just step forward, like pretty easy. And then when you get scrambling, you got to do the same. You got to scramble with him. You got to run all over the field. You never know where you're going to end up, and you never know where the ball's going to be. So just playing with it, man, it's always exciting, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yes, but it's so highly entertaining when he's on the field. We're spending a few minutes with second-year Seahawks receiver David Moore, who has 4 touchdowns and 250 yards, third leading receiver on the Seahawks to this point in the season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. All right, here's the million-dollar question, David. How much time do you guys spend working on those touchdown celebrations?
Oh, man, we spend quite a bit of time, especially, like, if we're not doing anything in practice, that's what we're doing. That's pretty much what we're doing. Always on the side, thinking of new stuff, and if anybody has ideas, they either come up and ask us, like, hey, what do you think about this? So, like, everybody's getting involved, and it's just – this is getting crazy and crazy every week.
There have been some really creative ones to this point. So which one's been your favorite, David?
I think my favorite one would be probably the last one. I think we had the one with the little choreographed dance, kind of. We're in the line. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yes, it was very funny, and it went viral. That was the touchdown dance, almost like a boy band against the Chargers, right? Awesome. David, you were on the practice squad last year with the Seahawks, and you had a chance to be around the team. But then you find a roster spot this year. You get elevated to starter. It's been this meteoric rise for you where you're the number 3 guy. You're out there in some really critical situations. Where have you had to make the biggest adjustments to be ready for all of this?
Probably the long passes and stuff like that. Like, I've really gotten a connection with Russ in that like phase. So that's the main thing that we work on in practice. And like, everybody has their own role, and I know mine. Everybody knows theirs. So as long as we can like keep that going, then I don't know. I feel like everything would be good. But yeah, that's pretty much basically what I feel like about the whole world that I have. It's mine is deep threat kind of.
How hard was it to wait for your opportunity to be out there?
At first, it was kind of rough, and then, like, I had Pete Rich last year. He was telling me, he was like, hey, man, just wait on in. Like, all the older guys, they always tell me to wait on and stuff like that and be patient, and my mom would do the same and tell me that my time is coming. So I kind of had, like, some people to help me out and got me through. So it wasn't that bad. I took it as a learning year, and pretty much basically picked up everything I could and brought it with me this year. So it's kind of helped out a lot.
Are you glad that you stayed in Seattle with the Seahawks?
Oh, for sure. I don't regret it at all. I love it here. It's amazing. I don't think anybody wants to leave.
We're spending a few minutes with second-year Seahawks wide receiver David Moore, who has gone from practice squad to starter, and the team looking at a game against the Packers on Thursday Night Football, primetime under the lights in Seattle. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. David, I've heard so much about the 12, so much about the atmosphere at that stadium. What's it like to be there playing in front of those fans?
Oh, it's crazy. They get loud. Like, you can barely hear the person standing right beside you, not even like 2 feet away. I was yelling at Darbo last year, the first time I like got to experience it, and like I was sitting there yelling his name, but he could not hear me, and I was just like, "What is going on here? This is how loud they are?" And it kind of threw me in a loop, but it's amazing playing in front of them too. Like, you just feed off their energy, and you just have a blast out there, and it's like fun just watching them get excited and stuff like that. It's a great atmosphere.
A bit of a different atmosphere from the one you played in college at East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma. So a smaller school, though, of course, they love their football in the Sooner State. When you got to the pros, what was the biggest hurdle, the biggest change from the college level to the NFL?
I would say probably learning the defense, and I had to kind of like learn the offense more and like get deeper into learning the offense and stuff, like the concepts and everything like that. I feel like that was like the hardest part for me. Everybody's different. Like, some people have a problem with the game speed, or some people have a problem with just depending on what it is and who that person is. But mine was learning the concepts and defense and stuff like that. And now that I got it down, I feel more comfortable and I could play more free. But that would be the hardest thing for me. That was the hardest thing for me.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
Yeah, I would say the game when we played Minnesota in the preseason. It was a crazy game, and it was the first game I scored. It was the first game I had gotten to play a lot and really see what I can do, and it was fun, and that's for sure, like, the game that woke me up and was like, all right, well, there's an NFL. And then I could say the hit that happened when we played, I forgot who it was. I want to say our first home game in preseason when I got hit right in the head.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was a wake up. Hey, here you go, man. This is what the NFL is all about on the hidden standpoint. But, yeah, the game in Minnesota kind of opened up my eyes to a lot of stuff.
Nothing like a member of an opposing defense saying, welcome, here you go, a hit upside the head. We're spending a couple of minutes with David Moore, second-year receiver with the Seahawks, and they'll play Thursday Night Football in Seattle against the Green Bay Packers. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a weird season for the Hawks so far. You drop the first two games of the year, then win 4 of 5, and are just coming off back-to-back losses that have been close and have been really hard fought. What's it been like for you to kind of track through this your first time?
Basically, it's been honestly a roller coaster. It's been fun. had our ups and downs and stuff like that. And we just, honestly, just listening to them saying keep going and keep fighting is going to happen. And now we have a chance. We have a good opportunity this week to step it up and get us the win under our belt. But that's all we've been doing, is just doing what we do, controlling what we control, and letting the rest take care of itself. Hopefully tomorrow that's a win, so we'll see about that.
You're from Gainesville, Texas, small town, went to a school in Ada, Oklahoma. That part of the country is so wrapped up in its football, whether it's high school, whether it's college, it's a lifeblood, it's a passion. How did growing up there and then going to school in Ada prepare you for a life in the NFL?
It honestly helped out. We were just talking about that the other day. It helps out a lot because it's like that's all people do in Texas is, that's what they live for, is to play football. So just growing up in that little small town and, like, football being everything, it puts you on a pedestal and, like, you have to live up to a lot. So it helps you out in that kind of sense, I would say, just knowing that football can be a big deal and you learn how to, like, roll with pressure and stuff like that and just keep going no matter what. So it helps you out a lot, I feel like. Get your mind right.
Last thing before I let you go, I was looking at your Twitter and I saw that there was a young boy who was wearing a game glove that you had given him, and he was so excited. His face was so lit up with joy over this glove. And I know the Seahawks do make an effort to give back in the community. Why is that something that is important to you?
Because when I was younger, that was something that they would, like, Kevin Mathis, names like him, Darcell McBath, people from Gainesville, and, like, just, like, growing up, I always wanted to meet, like, the people that play in the NFL, but I never really got a chance to, besides, like, the ones that came and did camps from my hometown, which they were from there. But just giving back to, like, kids and stuff like that was always something that I always looked at as a young one. Like, I always liked the fact that people did that to other kids, and I would see that. I just thought it was amazing. So I always told myself if I ever got to that level and was able to do that, I would do everything I could to try to get back and talk to the kids and do all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's just, I love it. It brings joy to me and makes me smile. So I just like to keep doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, the smile on that young man's face, you absolutely made his world with something as simple as a glove. So that's awesome. Second-year Seahawks wide receiver David Moore. You can find him on Twitter at DMO, D-M-O-E, swag, S-W-A-G-G, 23. From Gainesville, Texas to East Central U in Ada, Oklahoma, to a year on the practice squad, and now the hard work is paying off with the Seahawks. David, great to catch a couple of minutes. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.